T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I mentioned the Jack Nicklaus designed golf course. Our community is making a comeback, and now more than ever, local organizations are ready to help Western New Yorkers move Buffalo forward. Today, on Move Buffalo Forward, we are now joined on the Western Hotline by Ross Salino and Kevin Gaughan, who are working to bring a golf course, a world-class golf course here to Western New York, and we'll find out how that will help Buffalo move forward. Ross and Kevin are with us right now. Guys, it's Howard and Jeremy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Howard. Hi, Jeremy.
Ross, let me start with you. Let's talk about the golf course project. Where will it be? What does the project entail? Let's get the basics in there.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful facility that Kevin Gaughan really has spearheaded this thing. And he brought me in sort of late in the game. So I'm going to actually let Kevin describe the lands that they're going to use and that he was able to acquire for his 501c organization. So, Kevin, why don't you hold on,
Ross. We're just getting Kevin, so we're going to get to him actually in a second. So maybe I'll jump ahead for a second. Where are you guys in the process? I know we've been hearing about the fundraising and some of the stuff. We're airing the commercials on our station. Where are you guys? How far along are you in this whole process?
Yeah, that's why Kevin reached out to me. And what we need to do is raise $2 million locally. If we can do that, Kevin has got outside and charitable folks that will donate another $8 million to get the project started. So he thinks we can break ground later on this year if we can reach that $2 million goal. So he approached me, and my initial inclination was, well, Kevin, I own a golf course. Why would I support this? And I thought about it. I said, you know what? It's the right thing for the city. It would be great for the city of Buffalo to have a Jack Nicklaus signature course. I mean, it would draw people across the eastern coast here to come to play in Buffalo at a Jack Nicklaus course. So I said, I'm all in, and let's see if we can make this happen.
Kevin's with us now, Ross. We've got him on the other line. So, Kevin, Ross was saying you'd be the guy in terms of the project, where will it be, what it all entails. This was your baby. So why don't you give us some information on that? And welcome to the show, by the way.
Good morning, Jeremy and Howard, and thanks for having us on. This is essentially a what I call a restoration and recreation and education project. The heart of it is we have these magnificent treasures of Frederick Law Homestead lands throughout our city, including in South Park. Unfortunately, in South Park, there's a golf course there that's, you know, it's a fine course, but it's not maintained as well as it could be. And when they placed that course in there back in 1916, they erased Frederick Law Olmsted's magnificent jewel of an arboretum, a tree museum. So what we did in our charitable company is we purchased about 140 acres next door. And through the grace of God and a little bit of persistence, I talked my way into the office of a guy named Jack Nicklaus about 4 years ago. And he'll tell you that's the first mistake he made. After some discussion, educating him about Buffalo and where we are and where we want to go, he said, I'm in. So the idea is that Jack is going to, as I think I heard Ross describe, and by the way, having Ross Salino as part of this project has been a magnificent boom. Everyone in Western New York is grateful to him and his family for all of their philanthropic generosity, and we're moving forward. So Jack is going to design one of his signature courses right next to South Park. It is going to be a public facility. It'll permit us to be able to remove the golf course in South Park and restore Olmsted's Arboretum. We'll join and fuse those two spaces. And by the way, think about it. Frederick Law Olmsted was the finest landscape architect in the history of the world, and Jack is the finest golf course architect. And fusing those two spaces, there'll be nothing like it in around the globe. and we're going to connect them with an education center, which purpose is going to be, and that's the real soul of this project to me. It's going to be to redress these inequalities of inner-city education. It's going to be aimed at inner-city minority youth who probably are not going to go to college, and provide them vocational training and STEM-related training in environmental and outdoor vocations. In addition, much to Jack's chagrin, he also has agreed to redesign the golf course in Delaware Park, which is an 18-hole course. He's going to make it just a little bit smaller. It'll still be 18 holes, and he'll make it much more beautiful. And again, that will be a wonderful resource for those city folks, many of whom have neither the resources or access to private facilities to have a great Jack Nicklaus course right in Delaware Park. So we're thrilled about this, and we're so thrilled to have Ross joining our cause.
Ross, what in terms of donations and getting the word out, what is the goal, and where, you know, how far are you guys along in terms of hitting a fundraising goal? And then the all important, how do people help donate? How can they donate to this project?
Yeah, you know, there is a goal here in the short term to raise $2 million, and we're making good progress in that way. And we're hoping that the business community really steps up, and that's where we need some of the business leaders to say, hey, this is good for the city. Let's make this happen. And so Kevin has been instrumental in working out the additional donations that need to come after we reach that goal of $2 million. So I know we're making good progress at that. And the website that Kevin has set up is buffaloreal.com. I'm sorry, is that .org?
.org. Yep, yeah. buffaloreal.org. Yep.
So we're making progress. I think Kevin's on track here to make this happen. We need more support. I got to tell you, we do need some more support, and let's make this happen. It's going to be great for the city. It really will be a unique opportunity for the city of Buffalo to have another cultural draw. I mean, we have some great architectural cultural draws, a lot of things in the city. This is one more thing we can add to the city's allure.
Yeah, Kevin, we're on timeline. You know, is there a time? I know you're still raising money. Is there a timeline in your head when all this is completed and open and be able to be used?
The wonderful folks at Nicklaus Design have agreed that if we can get them up here this summer and autumn to begin, we'll be able to open this magnificent public facility next year. And as Ross mentioned, our website is www.buffaloreal.org. I can't promise whether we're going to be able to provide golf at 10:30 p.m. If you're playing golf at 10:30 p.m., there's something either very right or very wrong in your life. I'm not sure. Hey, listen, we're grateful for the opportunity, Ross and I, to get the word out. As Ross mentions, we're making great progress. But this is a charitable undertaking. There's no public funds involved. There's no taxpayer funds involved. As you know, in my work, I don't believe in that. But if we can raise this $2 million, that will trigger an $8 million private investment from outside of Western New York, and we'll have this this wonderful amenity for our city and its citizens.
And the site itself, I was curious about that too, guys, before we let you go. And I'm not sure who would be answering this question. How did you choose that site, and what kind of, I was reading some of the remarks from one of you guys about brownfields and what you're going through. How challenging is that site to develop?
Well, the site that our charitable corporation purchased is right contiguous to South Park in South Buffalo on the Buffalo-Lackawanna border. It's right along Hopkins Street. And it was formerly owned some years ago by Republic Steel. Mm-hmm. It is a brownfield. When Jack was kind enough to come up here for me and examine the space, first of all, I will tell you this: it's a very interesting parcel with wonderful natural undulations, and when you stand at the top of it, you have a commanding view of the Canadian shore, the Buffalo skyline. It's just an extraordinary. Mm-hmm. He turned to me and he said, "Kevin, we're going to make this the most unique recreation space in the world." And yes, it is a brownfield, but the good news is it's just about the most tested site in the world by virtue of its former use, and it's completely safe. The solid material that Republic Steel buried there many, many years ago, we keep an eye on it. And as Jack said to me, he's built golf courses in much more difficult, challenging terrains. In addition, because it's surrounded by this magnificent, you know, cultural, I should say, heritage and steel making and the great heart and soul of Buffalo, Jack's idea is to incorporate that story and incorporate that feel into the design. And I know as Ross is so excited about, Jack's going to design this course for average players. Every player of every level is going to be able to play this course and enjoy it.
You know, that's what I want to butt in and say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about, because he's going to make it playable. I can maybe break 100 of them.
Depends on who, like, for the below average golfer like me, or the way below average golfer, it's still, Jeremy will be okay on the course. Some of us would still be struggling no matter what, unless it's a par three.
I probably won't do as well as I do at Delaware right now, though. I mean, that's, you know.
Now you're going to get a redesigned Delaware, so there you go. Yeah. Again, folks, if you want to donate, the website is BuffaloReal, R-E-L, BuffaloReal.org. Ross Cellino, Kevin Gaughan joining us. Guys, thank you for coming on the show with us. Thanks for the information. Good luck with all the fundraising efforts.
Thanks ever so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.